Today's daf is by Metzia, daf Kuf Gimel. Kuf Gimel, last Amud in Perek HaShoel, and moving on to Perek HaMakabal Sadeh, and we start with Kuf Beis Mabeis. Kuf Beis Mabeis, we just gave three pshatim in the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah was about, if I rent out a house for a year, for 12 months, what happens if they're Ma'abed HaShana? Obviously, this was only applicable, the whole suffix, in the time when they didn't know there was going to be a 13-month year to begin with. But if they knew that, so then it was Yadav and his Pais. If he just has a year, it must have been a 13-month year. So let us start from Ba'umine. Ba'umine is about 8 lines up from the bottom, 9 lines up from the bottom on Kuf Beis Mabeis. Ba'umine mi Reb Yanai. Yes, from Reb Yanai. Socher Omer Nasati Umaskar Malona Talti. A very common argument that might come up. The Socher says they already gave the rent. And the Maskar, the landlord, says, no, you didn't give the rent. You never gave me the rent. Amil Havi Raya. So who has to bring a Raya? Neither of them has proof. Neither of them has any shtar. So who has to bring proof that the rent was paid or not? Amas. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. When is this argument taking place? I betoch zmano tanina. I la'achar zmano tanina. Is it during the time of the rental? Meaning that it's not time to be paid up yet? Or is it time to be paid up yet? Because either way, it's obvious. We learned it in the Mishnah already. Where's the Mishnah? The Mishnah has nothing to do with Dinei Mamonos. Right? Detaz, Mishnah says where in Maseches Bechoros. We're comparing halachas of Pidyon HaBen, as we're going to get into now, to halachas of Mamonos. L'chora, how can we compare? Right, we usually say Mamonimi Isura lo Yalfinan, Isura Mamona lo Yalfinan. Here, Pidyon HaBen, L'chora, is not purely Dinei Mamonos. There's a mitzvah involved, but the idea of having to pay before or after a chiyuv on that level, they seem to, the Gemara at least assumes that they are comparable. Says the Mishnah, Mesa b'toch shloshim yom rechmana litzlan. Let's say the father dies before the 30th day after he had his bechor, after he has a pidyon haben, after he has his firstborn oldest son. So if the father died, do we assume that the father made arrangements and took care and paid the kohen already for his son or not? So if he dies before 30 days, the chiyuv of pidyon haben is only after 30 days, as we'll see, b'cheska shelo nifta. So then we assume that the child has not been redeemed because people don't pay up before they have to. Actually, until he, the son, brings a raya that he was nifta, he was redeemed. Again, we know the father, if the father didn't do it, then the child's going to have to do it himself. So the child is going to have to bring a raya that he was nifta, or else he will have to pay. We assume that it didn't take place yet. La'achar shloshim yom, but if it's after 30 days, b'cheska shenifta, this manachi have passed already, so we assume that the father did take care of it, achayom relo shalom nifta, until they say that he wasn't redeemed. What do you mean, they? What do you mean, they? So Rashi points out, well, it can't be a kohen coming along and saying, hey, he wasn't redeemed, you gotta give me the money. No, you can't say that. Why? Because there could be any kohen in the world that could get the money for Pidyon HaBen. So one kohen can't say, oh, he wasn't redeemed. So Achei Yom Rulo, they, who's the they? Rashi says the neighbors. Sixth to last line in Rashi. Achei Yom Ru Hashcheinim, until the neighbors say, Yadu Alonu Shlo Patacha Avicha. We know that your father did not redeem you. Shehud Tziva B'Shas Moso, because on his deathbed he told us, redeem my son. That's the only way. Right, there's no lo ra'inu eino rayo. You can't just say I didn't see it, so it didn't happen. They have to know, have positive proof. They have to say and testify that the father told them on a deathbed that he did not redeem his son. So what do you see? That's what Rashi continues. V'gabi kohen lo shayach lamisni loshen yavi raya. You can't say by a kohen, oh, he should bring a raya. The kohen lav baldinahu. The kohen is not a baldin. Hopefully we'll get back to this Bez Hashem in a few minutes. The kohen is not a baldin of a person. Da'i ba yamar le ledidach lo yehivna el kohen acher. Because he can say, I didn't give it to you, I give it to a different kohen. Ulach itani asher yomru lo. That's why it's yomru, in plural, talking about the shcheinim. But what do you see from this Gemara? What do you see in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that within the time of a chiyuv, you assume that things weren't paid up. So too, and after the time of a chiyuv, you assume it was paid up. So we were applying the same principle to a case of schiras. If it's before the time the rent is due, so we assume it was not paid. If it is after the rent is due, we assume it is paid. So what was the case of the question that they asked Reb Yanai? Either way, it should be pashut. Says Tosfos, Becheska Shelo Nifta. First we'll talk about what the Rishonim here say, then we'll get into Pidyon HaBen a little bit in general. Tosfos says, 1 second, here it says, people don't pay Pidyon HaBen before 30 days. 1 minute, we're going to have Bez Hashem in a couple of weeks. Baba Basra Dafei, Vim Tomer, Alabaya Dahomer, Beperek HaShutfin. Abaya says in the first parak in Baba Basra, Ovid Inish Depara Begozimne, a person does sometimes pay early. Why? Pay up a loan early. The context there is milveh. Why? Because I'd rather not have the malveh tracking me down afterwards and trying to find me. I'd rather get him off my back. If I could pay up quickly, I'm very happy getting paying up. This is why, by the way, the first Mishnah in Avodah Zarah also says that we're not talking about accepting payments from Ovdei Kochavim within a few days of their holiday. We're worried that they're going to pay up and they're going to be so happy that they paid up, that they got the creditor off their back. They're going to go thank their God. And that might be a Lifnei Iver issue causing them to thank their Avodah Zarah. So people are very happy to get rid of their loan. So it says there in Baba Basra that people do pay back within the time. So why do we say B'chazah Shalom Nifta? So we have three contexts here. The Gemara's question was about a case of Schiris, of about rental. We brought a Raya from Pidyon HaBen. By Pidyon HaBen, people don't pay early, so therefore, so too by rentals, people don't pay early. But says Tosus, what do you mean? Why don't you compare it to Milva? By Milva, we say people do pay early. So why do you compare Schirus to Pidyon HaBen? What about Milva? Or why is Milva different? Says the Gemara. Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar, Tahasam avitaima. No, by Milva it's a separate din, as I just mentioned. Kihechad lo litridin. I just don't want the creditor running after me. The general rule is that people do not pay up within the time before the chiyuv, but by Milva it's a special case. I have a halo shayach by Pidyon HaBen, sheyacholitin lezakon sheyirtza. I'm sorry, finishing the Tosfos' answer. By Pidyon HaBen it's not shayach, because there's not going to be a kohen that's going to be hounding you, because you can give it to any kohen you want. But then Tosfos says, avakasha, ziyem ken hechi maisir hacha minei raya lesocher, the shayach taima to go litridon. The svar of a litridon can apply to schiris also. I don't want the landlord to be hounding me. So why do you compare schiris to Pidyon HaBen? Schiris and Milva have more in common. So Eliyeh Shlomar says Tosus, fifth to last line. No, there's a reason to put Milva and Pidyon HaBen together. There's a reason to put Schirus and Pidyon HaBen together, not with Milva. Why is a Pidyon HaBen, a firstborn boy, not b'chazaka that he was redeemed already? Lefi sheyare sheyamus HaBen. No, these are specific reasons that the father will not pay early. Maybe his son is going to die before 30 days, and then there will not be a chiyuv of Pidyon HaBen. Maybe the chiyuv will dissipate. Or even if he pays, if the money isn't there in 30 days, also, it doesn't work. So there's a specific reason why by Pidyon HaBen, we assume he did not pay early. It's not that by Milva. The first path of Tosfos is, no, by Milva, there's a reason that he does pay early. Tosfos didn't go like that, because that reason works by Schirus too, so he has to come from the other side. There's a reason by Pidyon HaBen, he does not pay early. And also by Schirus, V'socher nami yari lahaktim aschar, also by Schirus, by rent, he doesn't want to give it early, pen yipol abayis, maybe the house is going to fall down, as we're going to see, and the landlord might not be responsible. Like we had earlier, that the mosque, the landlord's house is going to fall down, and he's going to say to the socher, I need my house. So that's why specifically by Pidyon HaBen and by Schirus, there are reasons that he does not pay early, and that's why we can compare the two cases. Unlike the case in Baba Basra, Dafei, by Milva, where people do pay early, Ovid Inish, to Parah Begozimne, because they want to get the creditor off their back. That is Tosfos here. If you look in the Rashba in Baba Basra, everything in Baba Basra is fat, as we're going to get to, but Baba Basra, the Rashba, and the Mosad Rav Kook Rashba, Baba Basra, has two volumes. So the first volume, which only goes up to Ayin Aleph, the Rashba there gives a different shot. He has Tosfos' question, and he says, why is it Pshita that people take it off Zmano? Look at the end of Ashoel. V'yesh Lomar, no. The Shiny Hasam. He's a little more fundamental. Gabi schirus de bechol yom mishlam zimne ena mochel lefro ad osof hayom. There is no chiyuv until the end of the schirus. There is no chiyuv. Hilkach yibaylu im amar betchilas hayom pratichim hemen alo. Aval hacha kivat shenishvelumu. I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong one. Sorry. And then he quotes our parak ashoel. Here it is. The shiny hasam. The kivan da akati lo mechayiv le lo maktimu paramaydu lo mechayiv le aval hacha chiyuv mechayiv ela da akati lo matazimne. There's a difference over there, meaning in our gemara, there's no chiyuv of schiris yet. The chiyuv didn't occur yet. If there's no chiyuv, so then we assume that he might not have paid. Over there, by Milva, what's by Milva? I owe him today. I don't have to pay him until a later date. That's the lashon of the Rashba. A chiyuv, a loan is owed immediately. The chiyuv is immediate. his lashon. Hacha chiyuve mechayiv ela daakati lo mata zimne. The chiyuv is immediate, but the zman lepiraon didn't take place yet. That's different than a case where the chiyuv didn't take place yet. By pidyon aben, by schirus, the chiyuv does not exist yet. That's why there's a question here. Mashenkein by milva, the chiyuv does exist. It's just not payable yet. It's important lumdus in terms of milva. Okay, so back to the questions. The Gemara says, so isn't it obvious? So what's the whole machlokas between the socher and the masker, whether he paid yet or not? Isn't it obvious? If it's during the zman, he did not pay. If it's after the zman, he did pay. So lo tzricha, third to last line, biyoma de mishlam zimne. We're talking about the day that it finishes, the day that the schiris finishes, the day that it's owed. Mi of it inish, depar biyoma de mishlam zimne alo. Do people pay on time or not? Are people natural procrastinators in terms of giving up their money or not? I mean, do we assume that the machlokas is, they meet each other in the afternoon, and the socher says they already paid in the morning. Right, so do we assume people paid or not? That's the question that was asked to Rabbi Yannai. Just before we answer that, one point here. The Ritva has two opinions, whether it could, the last day of the schiris, whether it can be forced, whether the masker could come and force the payment. Yesh omrim, what does it mean, yoma de mishlam zimne? Does that mean the last day that he's renting the house or the following day? Yesh omrim shehu yom achron shel schiris. Some say, says the Ritva, that it means it's the last day of the rental. Umen adim chayiv lafar shekvar agiyaz mano. On that last day, that's when it is payable. V'hainu de midamino lehe, and that's what's similar to what's going to be mentioned in a minute. The yesh omrim, no. Do yoma de mishlam zimne mamish? Enu yachal akuv lafaro. No, on the last day, can't force him to pay up on the last day that he's in there. No, el da efshar de rugil lemafreya de lacy vilchi lemachar. No, it could be that he paid on that day, but not that he could have forced him. So 2 days was in the Ritva, v'rishon yoser nachon, and he agrees to the first pshat. But again, that is the 2 days in the Ritva. When you have a rental, is it payable? And the masker could force the tenant to pay on the last day, or it's only after it finishes on the following day. Just in general terms, the chiyuv pidyon aben. So here we're talking about 30 days, so when exactly is the chiyuv pidyon aben payable? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchos Pidyon, we're doing a lot of Yaradeya, third parak, these dafim. Yesterday we did Makeh, and we did Shiluach HaKan, which is Ra Halachas here in the third chelik of Yaradeya. So here we have some more, Simin Shinhei, in Halachas of Pidyon aben, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein HaBachor Roy LePidyon Ad SheYavru Olav Shloshim Yom. A Bechara is not fit to be Nifta until 30 days have passed. Ya'avru alav shloshim yom. The achar shloshim yom yivdenu miyad shlo yisha mitzvah. After 30 days, redeem him right away so that you don't push off the mitzvah. V'imchal yom lamadal fiyas b'Shabbos. If day 31 is on Shabbos, you wait till after Shabbos because it is an Issa d'Rabbanan to do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. So this is the halacha that we go. We do Pidyon HaBen on day 31. That is generally what we do. Then 2 days in the Ramah, whether we do it Chol HaMoed or not. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Rachman al-Sanat, if the son dies during Yom B'toch Shloshim, Vafilu B'Yom Shloshim, Imnaseh V'chein Imnaseh Treifa, Kodem Shavar Lev Shloshim Yom, then there is no Chi of a Pidyon. And even if the father gave Pidyon to the Kohen beforehand, the Kohen has to give it back. If he dies after 30 days, then you have to be po to him and even make a bracha on the Pidyon, but just not a Shechiyon. But that is what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch does not say anything more than 30 days, but the Minhag is to do it on day 31. There is, though, a discussion. Does he really mean 31 days? Because if you look in the Pisrei Tshuva discusses a question that the Tevas Goma had. Who's the Tevas Goma? That's the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim Sefer on Chumash is the Tevas Goma. Says the Parshas Re'eh, Shekasav, Im Nolad B'Yom HaShabbos. He has a case where a child is born on a day, it happened to be Shabbos, but as the point is, very, very late in a certain day. Very late in a certain day. And they want to do day 31, right, 31 days later. But if you work out the math from the time this kid is born at the end of one day and day 31, they want to do a pidyon aben right away on day 31 in the morning, there will not have passed a halachic lunar month, which is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 halakim. Right, so usually 31 days, that's plenty of time. You've passed it. But here you don't have that. Here you're on day 31, but that amount of time hasn't passed yet. So the chadchila, we try to have that amount of time to be passed. Says the Tevas Gomer, what do you do in this type of case? So he says, you should wait. L'chadchila, you should wait. You should only do it on day 31. It usually works out because it is after this amount of of the days, hours, and halakim that are needed. Rav Moshe has an interesting tshuva, where, and you see, again, you see the godliness of Rav Moshe and the responsibility that Rav Moshe took in many of his tshuva of being the God of Adar. In Yaradeya, Chelak Aleph, Simen, Kuf, Tzadik, Vav, the case that was brought to Rav Moshe was a family sent out invitations. I don't know if they were there. It doesn't say what year this was. Whether they made phone calls, or they sent invitations to the Pidyon HaBen, come to the Pidyon HaBen on this and this night, and it ended up that the Pidyon HaBen was on day 30. The family made a mistake. Instead of doing day 31, they did day 30. So the question is, could you do the Pidyon HaBen on day 30 instead of 31? So says Rav Moshe, B'dvar mashakavu gizkfar zman Pidyon HaBen b'ta'us al yom shloshim leis erev v'sholcho hazmanus lom akireyim v'yibazeh boshes. The covenant of Brias, Mayasa, they gotta call everybody up and say they made a mistake, it's gonna be terrible. Embarrassment. So what should they do? Vehe Shafti, says Moshe, I answered. Shalafiani es daiti, ba'ofan kazeh, yecholum lazos, apidyon achar tezakachavim. Shekfar biyom laman alef. Delay it, delay it, delay it, just start late, so it'll already be the 31st. Rebbe the 31st, just do what you have to say. Vyav shechaser adayin l'chavtes yomu mechza v'tash zak halakim. Even though you're missing, right, like the Tevas Gomez said, that l'chachili, we shouldn't do this, but even though you're missing that, shalah hashach mashba shein yichon l'vdoso, if you look at the shach there, it's mashba that you cannot redeem before this amount of hours. Kiva d'lamagin avroam yichon l'vdoso. Says the Arsa Boskim that it would work because you go by day 31 period. Kitala lidi day rak biyom lamet aleph ein yochon lefdosu biyom lamet achash nasa bar chavtas yom emes v'dach shachalokim, etc. Lachain says the Igris Moshe, there's a chumra and a kula to each sheet. According to the Magen Avraham, you go by day 31, period. And therefore, even if on day 30, you've already passed the chavtes yom mechzo v'tash tzachalokim, you cannot do it on day 30, according to the Magen Avraham. But because you hold that sheet, so we also have the kula of day of that shita, that once it reaches day 31, so then we say, one is allowed to redeem, even if that amount of time hasn't passed. Lachain gam lekula b'yom laman alef yicholim liftos af shaleka adayin chavtas yom emechzav tachzak uvrayos mukrakos. And therefore, Moshe says, in this type of case with this tremendous embarrassment and kavod abrios, so yesh lasos hapidyon af shehu shalokam moshen ogin the godol kavod abrios shedochal osaser. Even though you're going against the minog of Klal Yisrael, you're doing it on day 30, which he says is included in losaser. He's alluding to the Rambam in the beginning of Vilchus Melachim that even minhagim are included in losaser, but still kavod abrios is doche. Then he even adds Ayin Ramah. If you never saw this Ramah, it's an amazing Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos. Same in Shin Lamites, where the Ramah writes, in the olden days, they used to have weddings on Fridays. Why? Because people were very poor. And if you can have a wedding on Friday and also have Yotzei Zayin, Suda Shabbos, have one long meal, so then it would work out for the family. Rav Shlomo Zalman got married on a Friday, Purim. Friday Purim, where Shlomo Zalman got married. So the Ramah writes, there was one of these cases, there's a tshuva, the Ramah, about this case also, but the Ramah writes in Simin Shin Lamites, where there was a wedding and it went late, and there was a whole discussion, the Ramah writes, of the dowry, and they got into, the Machatanim got into fights. The Gemara talks about this, there's no ksuba that doesn't have fighting with it. Arachar Tezak Kochavim. So the question is, they finished, now the wedding's at Shabbos, not supposed to get married on Shabbos. So what do you do? The Ramah allowed it, because God will cover the Brias. Kavod HaBrias is an Issa D'Rabbanan, you could violate the Issa D'Rabbanan for Kavod HaBrias, says the Ramah. So too, obviously the Ramah says that you should try to make sure it starts in the morning, start early, and the Mishnah Berurah there quotes that it's better not to have weddings on Friday if you don't have to have it. But that, the Ramosha says, if that Issa D'Rabbanan can be Nitcheh, so too here, where you have a Magen Avraham to rely on, you could do it on day 30. There's just one more piece of Lamdis by Pidyon HaBen, and then we will move on. And this is in the Ksos. Where's the Ksos? There's no Ksos on Yeradeya. Ksos is only on Choshe Mishpat. The Ksos is in Simin Reish Mem Gimel. Reish Mem Gimel owes Dalet in the Ksos. The Ksos there discusses, what's the context? The context is Das Acheres Makne. We had back in the first parak, I think, that the concept of Das Acheres Makne, which is used for a specific context there, but Tosfos in a few places in Shas uses it to explain how one could give something to a katan. Das Acheres Makne could allow him to even have a daraisa. So the Ksos has a suffix, he quotes the Prichadash, who has a suffix, can I give Pidyon HaBen to a Kohen Katan? To a Kohen Katan, a child Kohen. Why would I want to do that? They say the Vilna Gaon, whenever he met a Kohen that he never had met before, he gave him 5 swan. Why? The Gro was the firstborn. And he didn't know for sure who was a real Kohen Bizman Hazeh. So every Kohen he met, he gave him 5 swan, because he wanted to make sure that he was covered. He fulfilled the mitzvah. L'chor, he only did it with a bracha the first time. But he gave 5 shlam. So what happens if he met a Kohen, who's a Katan, a new family he never met before? That's what he wants to give it. So there's a count. Let's say that's the only real Kohen. So does the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen count if you're giving to a Kohen Katan? So says the Ksos, according to Pri Chadash, Das Acheres Makneh. Like Tosfos says all over, Das Acheres Makneh. If I'm putting it into the Katan's Rishus, it will work. So here too it should work. Islaif, the Ben, let's read it. The Mutar Litein Kohen Katan Pidyon Chamei Shlan the Ben May Hai Taima. The Das Acheres Makneh Islaif the Katan Zuchim in a Torah. Kumash Gazav Tosberek is Kabel. And he brings a Raya from various cases. And there he says, so that's what the Pri Chadash says. So the Ksos starts off in saying, I disagree. When he has daiti lo shayach b'matana das acharis makne. Das acharis makne is only by a kinyan, not by a matana. Kivan to kaimel and tovas hanoi in a mamon, since we paskin that, tovas hanoi, the fact that you could choose who to give it to, that's not considered an asset. Imkein ein lo bailam matanos klum, vein azoch akon b'matanos, el la'atzmo, vavli kamo mitziyah, as if he found it. De eno das acharis makne. So therefore it says the Ksos, based on that, I disagree. But then the Ksos later on, 20 lines later, says, for a different reason, I think it will work. But not because of that Sakharis Makna. A Kherishot of a Katan who are Kahanim could acquire. Why? Hainu Mishum, the Mamun Kohanim. The Kharzachsa Behema Torah Lakohanim. You don't need much. They're part of the Shevet of Kahuna. And the Torah gives all of these items to the Shevet of Kahuna, and they're part of the Shevet of Kahuna. It's easier for them to own it. Imkena filu koin ka'anami, kamo b'yerusha de'islahu, v'chi kazachi miditu kazachu, v'chein b'cham islam de'ben, kivan de'chovu l'koanim, imkena ka'anami islay zachia. V'yayin Tosfos Reish Perek Ben Sorei, quotes in the Tosfos in Sanhedrin. That is a fascinating discussion in the Ksos about whether a Kohen Katan could get the Pidyon HaBen. There's a lot to discuss in Pidyon HaBen. First Tosfos in the first parak in Maseches Kedushin also discusses what if he has a daya there, an amazing daya, that the wife, let's say a woman who is a bas kohen, and she marries a Yisrael. So lechora we think that's it. She's a Yisraelis forever. There's one day in Tosfos that as long as if I'm a Yisrael and I marry a bas kohen, I could take Pidyon HaBen. So I'm married to a bas kohen. Amazing. Daya, we don't pass in that way. That's a day in Tosfos on Daf Ches, I think it's Daf Ches. Okay, back to the Gemara. We didn't answer the question yet. So again, what did we say so far? Says the Gemara, we had a question, the Socher and the Masker are fighting, I paid up already, I didn't pay up already, so they say, what's the question? The question is, they're on the last day of the rental. So do we assume people pay on that day or not? So Amar Lahu Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Tu, Rabbi Yochanan says, we already learned it. We learned it. Where did we learn it? Top of Kuf Gimel. Now we finally get to today's daf. Sachir Bizmano Nishba Venotel. A Sachir. If a worker says he wants to get paid, bismano, on the day that he's supposed to get paid, nishba venotel, he swears that he did not get paid, and he could take, right? This is from the Mishnah Misacha Shvuas. This is one of the nishba venotels. Midar Raisa, there are only three nishba veniftars. Midar Rabbanan, there are nishba venotels. So here, we allow the sacher to swear and pay. Why? Sacher hu duramu rabban and shvualei, we make a sacher swear, mishum de balabayas tard bepola. Because we assume that the balabayas, he's busy paying all his workers. He doesn't remember exactly who he paid, who he didn't pay. So therefore we say, you know what, let the socher swear they didn't get it yet and he'll take. So that's who we make him swear. Aval hacha socher mehemen b'shua. But here, where there's no reason to have that the tarot issue, so socher mehemen b'shua, he'll just be believed with a shua. What type of shua? Rashi explains shua's hesis. He'll be believed with a shua's hesis that he didn't get paid yet, because right, nishba v'nift, he'll swear, right, Rashi says, ba'alma afilu b'yom zmano nemalon praticha kfar u'b'shua's hesis she'etilu chachamim al mi she'eino modem mixas. Here, the socher, I misspoke, the socher, the renter who says that he paid already will be believed with a shua's hesis. It'll be nishba v'niftar, because he doesn't have the issue of tarot. He's not tarot giving out his money to various different people, and therefore we will believe him even with out a shua, the level of shua d'rabbanan ish of a notel. We'll believe him with a shua's hesis, the lowest level of a shua. We've discussed in the past, I think the last, we discussed it back on Daf Hey or so here in Bat Metzia, the lumdis of shua's hesis. Is it really based on achshash, or is it just like the Gemara says, lahafiz daito shabalabayas, just to appease him and make him feel good, but not because we have any achshash sheker or not. Period. Amar Rav Nachman, fourth line. Let's say I rented out a house to you for 10 years. You can live in my house for 10 years. But it doesn't say a date in the shtar. When did the 10 years start? Because of the shtar, I wrote a shtar that says it's yours for 10 years. But when did they start? And then all of a sudden I come to Bezdin and say, Nikitas Chamishnin. I come to Bezdin and said, you have already lived in there 5 years, and you have 5 more years. And you say, I only lived in there 3 years. I got 7 more years. So Mehemin, the landlord, is believed to say, it's already been 5 years. Rashi quotes, Karka b'cheskas ba'alei omedes. Karka is b'cheskas of ba'alim, b'cheskas of the landlord, and therefore he is believed. Omalei Rav Acha midif to the Ravina, 1 minute, elamayata. If you say this is true, that a person is believed to say, it says 10 years, he's believed to say 5 already passed. Osfei mea zuzi b'shtara. Let's say I lend you 100 zuz with a shtar. V'yomalei fraticha pa'alka hachnai de Mehemin. Wait, you could just undo a shtar. Right, undo a shtar. A shtar says, I owe you 100. And I say, I paid you back 50. So do here. You just say without having to prove it. Right? So why should that be? So the Gemara says, Amalei hachi hashta. Wait a minute. You can't compare the cases. Hasam shtar luguvainakoi. No. By a loan, a shtar is there for to be collected. Im isa de pare, if he paid up at least even part of it, iboy le lemechtav agabe. He should write something on it. He should stamp it. Paid in half. Inami mechtav alitavor. Write a shofar. Write it. Give him a receipt. The fact that there's no receipt, the fact that there is nothing written on top of it, so that shows that it is not paid up. That's the principle of shtar chabiyadich, my boy. Also going to come up in Basra, that is why you're holding the shtar. If you're holding the shtar, that means it's not paid up. The Reb Chaim discusses in the Grach HaLashas and elsewhere, everybody quotes the Reb Chaim, this is the chiddush of shtar. Shtar is not just a piece of paper that says that's a shtar raya. A shtar says, as if a shtar talks. A shtar talks, says, I'm a kosher shtar, I am a shtar that's not paid up yet. The shtar talks. So therefore, that is not like the our case, Aval Hacha, but in our case, Amarlei, Haidek Sibil Chashtarki, Echid Lo Techsek Alei. No, I wrote a shtar that it's yours for 10 years. But the only reason I wrote the shtar was so that you don't say, it's your land. I don't want you to have a Chesel Gimel Shana money. You're going to be living there for 3 years, and I'm not going to protest. That's the third parak in Baba Basra. Chesel Gimel Shana, I didn't want you to have that. So I gave a shtar, so that's clear that you're only renting it and not owning it. But other than that, more than that, I didn't give you the shtar for. So therefore, the landlord is believed. Rabbi Nachman, next case. Shoel Adam Bituvo La'olam. A person could borrow Bituvo forever. What does that mean? What does Bituvo mean? So Rashi says, a couple of shadim in the Rishonim. Rashi says, what does Bituvo mean? If I ask to borrow a shtar, if I ask to borrow a shtar whenever I want, and you say yes, so then it is borrowed to me forever. Whenever I need it, I can come and borrow your tool. Because Rashi says, Bituvo is mashma, kol zman shu Bituvo. Bituvo is mashma, as long as it works, I'm going to use it. And even after I give it back to you, I can take it back whenever I want. That's Rashi's pshat of Bituvo. What's the chiddush of this pshat? The Ritva quotes Rashi and says the chiddush of this pshat is that we darshin lashon hedyot. Lafi pirzeh rabusa ashmiinan Rav Nachman she nidrosh lashon hedyot tahai lishna mashma sheishtamish bala olam shekein hamashmos halashon bein bnei adam. That's the chiddush of Rashi explained by the Ritva. There's a problem with this, which we'll get to in a minute. Tosfos has a different shot. Little Tosfos, which Tosfos is somewhat unclear what he means. He quotes the Aruch, which is also the Tribe of Rina Hananel. Mefarish Bituvo, Bituv Betova Shemachzik Hashoel Lahamashiel. What does that mean? The case is where, the Ritva explains this day of Tosfos, a person borrowed a kli from his friend who owes him something. You owe me something because I lent you something last week, so you're going to give it to me this week. So I'm still considered a shoel. That's what Bituvo means. What's the chiddush of this, says the Ritva? Because you would have thought I'm called a socher. Vari hu alav shoel hischayev ba'onsev lo chashvinan like a socher. I'm not paying for it by the good deed I did for you beforehand. That wasn't like a payment, and I lent it to you last week. I'm still not called a socher. I'm still called a shoel, and I'm chayev an onsin, and I have all the rights and responsibilities of a shoel. That is pshat of Rashi explained by the Ritva, and the pshat of Tosfos explained by the Ritva. Amar, continue back to the Gemara. Amar of Mari bar bra debat Shmuel. Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel. Again, we've had him before, right? Why doesn't it? Who's Shmuel's son? So that was the bat Shmuel, right? Was captured. Gemara says in various places, and the captor eventually converted. Issa Giora, and that was the father. But because they didn't want to mention him, so that's why it just always says Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel. What does he say? The only time this works, that Shoel Bituvo La'olam, is if a Kinyan Chalipin was done. Why? Rashi explains, according to his pshat, because if I give it back, once I did one Meshicha, and then I give it back, my Meshicha is finished. My original Meshicha is Mufka. So therefore, I got to do a Kinyan Chalipin, which is, as we mentioned many times, it's a commitment of Das, is not just a commitment of focused on the object. It's a commitment of das that I accept to lend you this your shoah forever and ever, as long as you want. The rikuz is not on the chefsa, but it's on a person's commitment. So that is the limitation. The Ritva asks on Rashi, I mentioned before, he had a problem with Rashi Pshat. He asks on Rashi that what difference should it make? If it's about Petuva La'olam, who cares if I give it back? I should be able to take it. Why should the Mashiach be over? If I pull something and I'm kone it, and then I give it to you a little bit, I still own it. So that's why the Ritva has problems with Rashi Pshat. But either way, we had two Pshatim. Amar Amari, Breder Ravashi, Umahadile Kate. Even if you rent it, you borrow it, Petuvo, if it breaks, you have to give back the pieces, give back the handle, because then it's not Petuvo anymore, it's useless. Amar Rava, next case, Haiman Damar Lelechavre, if somebody says to their friend, Oshlan Mara Lemirfak Bey Hai Pardisa, could I please borrow your hoe to hoe this orchard? So Rava Bey Hai Pardisa, then you have rights to hoe that orchard. Pardisa, if I borrow to hoe an orchard, I just say pardisa, not a specific one. So Ravi may call pardisa the boy, then you could use it to hoe any orchard. Pardisai, but if I ask to use it in many orchards, so Ravi Vazo call pardisai deislai, then you can use it for any that you want. All pardisai deislai. As long as you want, Rashi says, what's the chiddush here? Not just two. We don't say the plural means two. We say it means as many as you want. That's what Rashi says. Afilu gadol. I'm sorry. The amrle pardisoi. Rashi says the lo amrina tre pardisoi hu to kamrle afilu tuvanami mashma. It's mashma even more. Tosfos wonders that if you look in Tosfos pardisoi, but 1 minute, if you look in Baba Basra, it says I sold you lands. You say it's only two, right? Plural is only two. So why here? By borrowing, by she'ela, we say plural is many, while in selling we say plural is two. So Tosfos has two important answers. The Yesh Lomar says Tosfos, fifth line. Dino dafka gabi mecher. When do you say plural is only two? That's only if you sold something. De'elon alomar shemachol karkak osav. Right, because de'elon davar sof. If it's plural, well, he sold all of his properties. Of course he didn't sell all of his properties. So therefore, what do you do? So only go down to two. El hapachos. Avol b'she'ela eno makbid demashu l'kol tzarcho. But by she'ela, I lent it to you to do whatever you want with it. You can say you want to do two orchards. There's no reason to say that there is a davar sof. So number one, that's one difference between mecher and she'ela. And then Tosfos says, the yod yishlomar, another answer, dahasam yad lokech al tachtona. No, over there by a sale, the buyer has the lower hand and he only gets two. Shamocher muchzak, because the seller is one that's muchzak in the land beforehand. V'hacha yad amashal al tachtona, shashol muchzak. Here the shoal is muchzak. And therefore, the mashal is on the lower hand, therefore it's any. The chitema, the Tosfos says, 1 minute. Why is the shoal muchzak? The chitema, if you want to say lo mikri shoal muchzak, kivish asov alahachzir vein yishar biyado, is the shoal considered a muchzak? Maybe not, because he's going to have to give it back eventually. So it says, Tosfos, kedama la'el kaka b'chez ba'leo medes, v'hidlum sov ha'chodesh, lo dami. Still there's a difference. The dafka karka shein yochol atznia, l'shamto miad bailos, linam basar chazaka kama. Only by karka do you say you go by the earlier chazaka, and therefore, the karka is b'cheskas, the seller. Avo b'metal tulin azina basar ma'ad tofes hashta, hecha deleka, cheskas karka kinegda. But here, by metal tulin, we see the shoel is holding it. So Tosfos has a big discussion, is a shoel considered a muchzak? By a she'ela, do you go by physical holding, or do you go by chazaka cheskas bailim? Who owns it? It's an important Tosfos, but again, Tosfos discusses what is plural mean. Does it mean two? Does it mean more than two? And then Tosfos discusses the difference between sales and borrowing, mecher and she'ela. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Papa. Yeah, you have to look at each case of she'ela. Tosfos is b'chalik between karka and metaltzlin. So you have to look at each case and figure out who's the muchzak. Amar papa haimanda amar lelechavrei oshlin haigargusa. So somebody says to their friend, I want to borrow this well. Vinuflan, the well caved in. The well caved in. Lo bani le. He does not have a responsibility to rebuild it for him. But he said, this well, and the well is broken. What can I do? Gargusa vinufla. But if he borrowed a well and it caved in, bani le, then I have to build it. Right? I have to build it. And Rashi says, Arhi kshula lo ashi yashpel sadosa. And he has to rebuild it until he waters all of his fields. Be gargusa. If I borrow a be gargusa, which is an area where I want to dig a well, Kari va'azil kama garguse ba'ari, I can dig as many pits as I want in the land. Adam Ramli, until I find a good one, until I find an area which is good to dig my wells. Even though I'm digging all these wells and a little water comes out, a little water comes out, doesn't matter. I can continue going until I find the good one. But here too, you need a kinyan. Even though the Ritva says, what's the chiddush of this last case? That you might say that every time you dig, it's a kinyan chazak already. So that's it. You were machzik. So no, you don't say that until you get a good one. Last Mishnah in Ashoel. Here we go. Hamaska bais l'chaver v'nafal. If somebody rents out a house to their friend v'nafal and it falls down, chayv l'hamelo bais. You gotta build him another house. Right, because you took responsibility to take care of him, or to give him another house of yours. And if you're going to give a substitute, if he wanted a small house, you can't give him a big house. Because some people like smaller houses. They want an apartment. They don't want such a huge house. And of course the opposite. If you give him one, right, you can't give him two. Right, it's like in the hotels. Right, sometimes you have two rooms in a hotel that has a connecting door. That's very different than having two separate rooms. I want one, not two. If it's two, you don't want one. Lo yifchos menachalon. Also, you can't give one with less windows. Below Yosef Alem, you can't give one with more windows. Unless they both agree. So, hey Chidami, what exactly is the case here? Asks the Gemara that he has to give him another house. And if he says this house I'm going to rent to you, so nafal azale. So then nafal, if it falls down, forget it. You shouldn't have to give him anything. Why? It's his mazel. It's his mazel. The person who's renting's mazel, that was goreim, and therefore he doesn't. The maskir shouldn't have to rebuild. There are 2 days here in the Ritva. Does the socher have to pay? Does he have to give his rental fee if he says bayezeh? So that's 2 days. Interesting in the Ritva. Why would you have to give your rental fee? Why do you have to give rental fee if you didn't have the if he didn't live in the house fell down, why should you have to give the rental fee? Explains Rabbi Chanan in the Kovas Haaretz, what's the Nekudas Machlokas between these 2 days, whether you have to give the rental fee or not, says Rabbi Chanan, Lefi ha-ra'ah, the ra'ah is the one that says you still have to pay, so over she didn't soker who kinyan lezman. Schirus is a kinyan lezman. So you own it for this amount of time. So just like if you were the real owner, you have to bear the brunt of the break, of the fall. So to hear, schirus is a mechira liyome. We had that lashon a couple days ago. Mashaykin, the other opinion, the ones who are cholik on the ra'ah, these are the 2 days in the Ritva, says that no, schirus is not mechira liyome. It's less than that, and therefore, he wouldn't have to pay. This is the Rebbe Chanan, if you're going to look it up, Kovas Aretz in Nun Gimel Gimel. Nun Gimel Gimel in the Kovas Haaris. So what are we talking about? If it's a case where he's bias, he shouldn't have to pay, rebuild it. Idarmali bias stam. If it's stam a bias, echan amalias and ushayim. Kadamalias and a godly. He just said a house. I should be able to give you any house. So Amresh Lakish, darmali bias shani maskilacha, midas arko kach lakach. No, he specified. When he read it out of the house, he says, I'm selling you a house with these dimensions. So Yachim ala Meimri, if that's the case, then what's the chiddush? Of course he has to give him a house like that with those dimensions. Elik Yazarav and Amrish Lakish is a little different. Domerle bias kaze ani maskelachai. He says, no, a house, he doesn't say the specific dimensions, he says a house like this. Yachim ala Meimri, so what's the chiddush? He says like this. So let's recha, here's the chiddush. Dekoya guda denara, the house was on, it was beachfront property. Beachfront property. And he says a house like this. So what does a house like this mean? Does it mean the house or does it mean where it is? Mao de tema mao kaze. Tekoya guda denara kamash balon. You might have thought, what does kaze mean? It means kaze where it is. I'll give you another house on the beach. Kamash balon. No. That's not what it meant. It didn't mean on the beach. It meant the dimensions. Do you also have to give him on the beach? That's also 2 days in the Ritva. What do you say? It's both. You say it's the kamash balon. You only have to give the dimensions or it's also on the beach. Okay. Hadron lecha shoel. Baruch Hashem. Great parak. A little about She'ela and Schirus, and now we move on to Hamakabel. Ninth parak is mostly about the institution that we spoke about a little bit so far, and that is sharecropping, arisus. To get into it, we'll read the words of the tour. The tour, the beginning of Hilchas Chocher u'Makabel. The tour at the beginning is Shinchaf. The tour discusses that there are two types of sharecropping. There's arisus and there's chakirus. Arisus is where I'm the sharecropper and I agree to give a percentage of the produce to the owner. And chakirus is where I give a set amount. I give a set amount. I agree before anything I'm going to give you 10 bushels of wheat for the year. 10 bushels of wheat. So it's just like schirus. It's similar to schirus. Schirus is just I'm going to pay you a certain amount in money. Chakirus, I'm going to pay you a certain amount in produce. Either way, that's similar. Most hold that it's the same. We're going to have a day and a couple of days of a ton that disagrees, but that's the general difference. So I'll just read it to you. Hachoker sada mechadeiro li tein lo mimenu davar katsuv mena peiros l'shana. If somebody share crops from their friend to give him a specific amount, dino kiilu sachar mimenu b'mos. Kitsuvim b'chalshana. It's just like you were going to pay money. The ain b'neim ella hashem, says the tour. The only difference between chakiris and schiris is a name. Shezenikra socher, v'zenikra choker. V'kablanus. What's kablanus? Kablanus and arisus are synonyms. Kablanus who shemekabel ste sade la avoda v'hu yitin la balasade chelek yadua mehayotze hasade kifima sheyisnu v'zed dino chilek mehasocher b'mixas varim. There's differences between chakiris and schirus versus arisus kablanus. So again, that's what this parak is going to be about. But that's the ritva, the tour at the beginning of Simen Shin Chaf. So now let's get into the parak. Says the Gemara, Hamakabos Adam Mechaveirov. Somebody sharecrops a field from their friend. Makam Shnago Lixor Yixor Lakor Yakor. Let's say if there's a place, there's a minug to cut the crop short, but leaving the stumps in the ground. That's what you have to do. And if the minug is to uproot the whole thing, so you have to uproot the whole thing. We have to, even if one of them wants to do one and the other one wants to do the other, we're going to get to what the adifus is of each one on Amud Beis. But they have to do whatever the minug is. Lachrosh Achrav Yachrosh. Also, if after you harvest, the minhag is to plow to make it ready for the next one. So then Yachrosh, you have to plow it. Hakol k'minhag medina. You go by the minhag medina. The Gemara is going to talk about what that includes. K'shem shachol k'metuah k'chol k'metevin v'kash. The Mishnah adds, just like they split up the grain, if you are, whatever, whether it's percentage-wise or it's a fixed amount, just like they split up the tuah k'chol k'metevin v'kash. They also split up different types of straw. K'shem shachol k'biyayin, just like they split up in wine, k'chol k'bizimoros u'bikanim. So do they split up the vines and the kanim? The kanim are the poles that support the vines. And both the owner and the sharecropper has to supply. They have to split up and supply the poles that hold up the vines. We mentioned in the past the beautiful thought of Rav Shlomo Zalman. We mentioned this, in the last Parsha Shir, which Be'ez Hashem will start again soon. We're going to start it up again. So we're mentioning for Shlomo Zalman, who says it's interesting that we say, in ve'agefen, vin ve'agefen. We compare a chasen and a kala to vines. Why vines? Out of all different fruit, out of all the shivas aminim, why vines? Because vines are the only thing that cannot grow by itself. It has to stand, it has to be held up by poles. It has to be held up and wrapped around poles. It can't be by itself. So too, the chasen and the kala, they can't be on their own. They have to be wrapped around the poles, their parents, their grandparents, their upbringing, their community, their kihila, right? So that's what we wish a chasen and a kala. You should grow and grow and grow and bear great wine and fruit and grapes. But you always have to remember, you have to be wrapped around the poles. Gemara. Said the Gemara, Tana, Malkam Shnago, Lixar, Ena Rashai Lakor. Lakor, Ena Rashai Lixar. Ushnei Malkam Zeh. Each one could protest the other one. So why would each one, why is it better to cut short? Why is it better to uproot? So Lixar, Ena Rashai Lakor, to harvest, to cut short, if the minhag is to cut short. You cannot totally uproot it, because Hai Amar, he'll say, Be'ina Tisfan Liarai. I want there to be a little bit left in my ground. But Hai Amar Lomatsini, he said, no, I can't. I don't want it. I'm sorry. He wants to uproot it because he wants to take it to fertilize his own field. And he said, no, you can't do it. I want to leave the stubble in. Lakar and Rashar Lixar, the opposite. If the case is, if the minhag is to uproot it totally, so you can't be kotzer, you can't leave it and cut it short. Why Hai Amar Beina de Tinkar Arai? Well, because he says, I want to totally uproot it. I want my field to be totally clean. The Hai Amar Beina Tivna. But the other guy says, no, I want the Tevin. I want to use it. Vishnei Machvin says that. Right, so says that they both can be ma'akev. So the Gemara says, Lamali, why do you have that second phrase? Once you say you have to go by the minog, why do you say they both can be ma'akev? Obviously, you go by the minog. So the Gemara says, Matam Kamar. Right, no, it's just giving the reason. Matam Liksar and Rashay Lakar. Lakar and Rashay Liksar. Why? You have to go by the minog and they each can't protest. Mishim Deshtay Ma'akvin Ze'edzeh. They each can't protest each other. Important aura here from the Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif here asks, quote the Namuki Yosef's Kasha. He says, why does the Mishnah have to say the reason that they can't be Mishnah because they each could protest? Why don't you just say have to go by the Minog? Have to go by the Minog of Medina? What do you have to say? Oh, because each of them could protest. Said the Tosfos Yontif a very important line. Shebechal makom shaholcha macher Minog of Medina, whatever you go about after Minog of Medina. Hainu sheyesh tam leminog. You have to go after the Minog when there's a reason, when the Minog makes sense. And there's a time for it. Lachain gam kan haisa hagamara tzricha levara sheish tam lahakbid dafka al kitzira o dafka al akira. That's why the Gemara had to go through the details to prove why there's an adifus for cutting short or for uprooting. Because if not, if the minhag doesn't make sense, shalaminhag below tam ein yochol lahakev ishakenegdo. Shein ze ela minhag stom. If it's a minhag without any basis, just a minhag that makes no sense and it hurts people, then it's a minhag stom. And that's why the Gemara dafka had to go through reasons why they can be ma'ak each other. Okay, Veit. Lachrosh, achrov, yachrosh. If the minhag is to plow afterwards, you have to plow afterwards, pshita. Also obvious, that's the minhag. So, lo tricha basu de lo menachshi. Maybe it's the case is as follows. It's a place where the people don't weed, v'azaliu v'nachish. And he weeded. he weeded during the while the good crops were still growing. So Mao Detema Amarle, so you might think that he could have said, Hi Dinachishna Daita Delo Karivna La, I weeded while the crops were still on the ground because I didn't want to have to plow afterwards the whole field. Kamashwan, the answer is no, Deboyle Lefrushile, tough luck on you. You did that, but we didn't explicate it and agree to this, therefore you have to go by the minhag of plowing afterwards. Hakol Kaminaga Bedina, Hakol Asuye Mai, what is that last line of the Mishnah including? La Asuye Ha the Tana Rabbanan, including the following. The Brisa, Markov Shnogola Haskiri Lanos Agave Karka Maskirin. If the place where there's a minhag is too. Besides, if I give you land, I also give you the trees in the lands. Wherever that's the minhag, so Maskirin, you have to give the trees also. Markov Shnogola Haskiri Maskirin. A place where they don't do that, the trees are not included. Markov Shnogola Haskiri Maskirin Pshita. Again, the Brisa is obvious. Right, wherever you go, follow the minhag. So Lotzricha, no, this is the case. The Kuli Yavi Batilsa Vazaliu Vyavi Bariva. This case, really, normally the landlord takes a third of the produce, and here he took even less. He only took a quarter. That was the agreement. So Mao the Tema, so you might have thought, De Amarle, the landlord could say to the tenant, to the sharecropper, Hi, De Batsri Lacha, the reason that I took less, Adai De Delo Yehevna Lacha Bilonos, because I didn't want you to take any of my fruit from my trees. That's why Adafka made this agreement with you to take less. Kamash Milan, De Boy Lele Frushe Le. Kamash Milan, the Chiddush is no, they should have explicated it. And therefore, it's tough luck on the landlord. So again, the Kso says, we discussed this Kso a couple of weeks ago, Simon Shin Lamed Aleph, the fact that he did something with his money, more or less, cannot have any effect on the halacha, because he did not explicate it. We don't hold of damim modiim. If you remember, a couple weeks ago we spoke about the ksos that argues on a case that was brought up by the Truma Sedeshin in Simin Shin Lamad Aleph, Sif Aleph. Okay, but not for now. Let's continue. Makam Shinagu Shlola Haskirin Maskirin. The second line of the Brisa Pshita, also obvious, is a place where they don't give the fruit. Lo Tricha, the opposite case. Tukuli Yama Bakali Beriva, Vazaliyo Vakibla Batilsa. What about this case? Usually the sharecropper, takes three quarters and he gives up a quarter, and here he accepts that the landlord is going to get more. Betilsa. So Malatema Amarle Haida Tafi Lacha Adaita Diavis Li Milanas. May I only gave you a larger share because I thought you'd give me from the trees, even though it's not the usual minug. Kamashalanti Baila the Fushile. Again, he should have explicated it. Period. In Bavel, the minug was not to give Tevin to the Aris. The Aris got it himself. If you see somebody giving the tevin in Bavel, you should know he's a good guy. He's going above and beyond, but you shouldn't learn that is the minhag. Amar of Yosef, Bukhra, Vitafsa, Varkavsa, says of Yosef, these three items, what are these three items? So the Rashi explains that the way they used to border and show the markers at the end of their fields. They didn't have fences like we have. You can't just call up a fence company. So they used to dig ditches at the end of the field. So you dug a ditch and you put the dirt from the ditch next to the ditch. That was border number one. That was Bukhra. That's the first dirt that comes out. But eventually that gets flattened out. So they brought more dirt. That was Tifsa. That means more. And finally they get a third. That's Arkavsa. So all that dirt on the borders, Vakani de Chizra, and also the thorns that they used. The reeds that they used to use for fences on the borders, the Balabais. The Balabais has that responsibility, not the sharecropper. But the Chizra Gufei Darisa, they used to put thorn bushes going through the fences as an extra security, so that is the responsibility of the Aris. Klal de Milsa, what's the main rule? Kol Iker Balma de Balabais, any main basic security the Balabais has to supply. Netirusa Yiseirasa Darisa, but any extra security the Aris has to supply. The Amar of Yosef, finishing up, Mara Vizvila Vidavla Vizarnuka the Balabais. Any basic tools, hose and zvilas is a shovel and davla is a pail, Vizarnuka the Balabais. All of these the Balabais has to supply, because those are basic tools. Arisa Ovid, right, Zarnuka are bottles to carry things, and Arisa Ovid Beyaori. But the Aris has to supply Beyaori. What are Beyaori? So they are, Rashi explains, irrigation ditches. Instead of schlepping the water, I want to dig furrows in the ground in order so that the water could go automatically. So that's beyond normal behavior, and therefore the Aris has to do it if he wants it. He has to dig those. What kind of poles are we talking about? Thinned out, skinned poles, like we explained in the Mishnah, that help the vine stand. So Lamali, what is this doing here? Why do you have to tell me they both have to supply it? So Matam Kamar, it's explaining the reason of the previous line. Matam Shnehem Cholkin Bekanim. Why do both of them have to supply? Why do they split the poles after the vines have grown and you've taken down the poles? Why do they split them? Because they both supplied them. You shouldn't the Shnehem Sapkin as Akanim, because they both supplied them in the first place. Okay, we'll stop here. But Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Still in Perek HaMakabel, getting back into Asmachta a little bit.